Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin, trailing Ohio State 2-0. Third and final game of this first round Big Ten playoff series. Badgers need to win to host Minnesota next Sunday here in Madison. Otherwise, the Buckeyes will be going to East Lansing to take on top-seeded Michigan State next Saturday. Badgers in good standing nationally. Will be playing in the NCAA tournament in a couple of weeks, but this is not the way Mike Hastings, his staff, and his squad were hoping the first round of the Big Ten tournament would pan out. Again, extra attacker for Wisconsin. Empty net to our right. Christian Fitzgerald to take the draw to the right of Logan Turnus. And again, Patrick Guzzo to take the fits off. Fitzgerald instead of Cilia. Linesman ready to drop it. And Fitzgerald won the draw and pivoted, but too strongly split the defenseman. It's going down to Wisconsin zone, but not strongly enough. And Dexheimer goes to get it. You thought that might be going to the empty net.
I thought it was a Lotch play.
Yeah, here's David Cilia. Drop pass Lucius left wing. Out to meet him was Guzzo. Down to the goal line now. Lucius out to Palatichuk. 3.5 minutes left. Still a lot of time, but the Badgers need two goals. Fitzgerald as they spread people out. And a shot from a tough angle that may have gone off Bantle behind the cage. Wisconsin's Lucius now with it.
He also got rocked when he made that play.
Yep. Again, Wisconsin has not had a power play at all today. Buck behind the net. Cilia with it. Moves it to Fitzgerald to the right point. Dexheimer fumbled it a bit and lost the puck in his skates. Picked up now by Burnside. Gets around Ben Dexheimer. He'll skate in for an empty netter and puts it in. Davis Burnside an empty netter, making it 3-0 Ohio State. And what an unlikely turn of affairs here in Madison. The last place team in the Big Ten about to knock out the second place team and the fifth ranked team in the country.
Dexheimer just couldn't hold it on the blue line, kind of fumbled with the puck, and even as a result of that, Joe Palatichuk had no opportunity to try and catch Burnside. Not a very good finish events, because I think the Badgers were in pretty good position to have some offensive pressure had that pass been made.
Face off at center. McClellan's back in goal, but the Badgers down three now with 3 minutes left. A few weeks ago when the Badgers went to Columbus to play Ohio State, Wisconsin very much alive for the Big Ten regular season championship. And then the Buckeyes, who had only one Big Ten regular season win all year, knocked off the Badgers twice. And then they went to East Lansing and beat Michigan State once.
Yeah, I mean, it's picked a good time to get hot, Coach Rolick.
Yeah. Well, then they lost three in a row heading into the postseason. They win Friday night, 3-1, handled the Badgers pretty well. Last night, Wisconsin was much better and won 4-2. But here tonight, the Badgers got off to a slow start, took an early penalty. The Buckeyes converted on their first power play, added an even strength goal halfway through to make it 2-0, then an empty netter from Davis Burnside to make it 3-0. And right now, the Badgers trying to get out of their own end.
Barely.
Right?
Yes, very, very much so.
16:57, the time of that Burnside goal. Here's Simon Tassie, left wing, working hard, puts it in front of the net. It's loose in the slot. Turnaround shot by Scholl. He missed the net. And it goes in. It ricocheted off the glass and behind the cage and hit the goalie and went in.
Well, actually, I think Teal Wahlberg knocked it out of the air. If we get a good look at it on the replay, as it kind of comes bobbling over the top, whoever took the shot will get credit for the goal, but I think Wahlberg tried to bat it back towards the net, and it ends up going behind the goaltender and in.
Sawyer Scholl will get credit at 18:07 to make it a 3-1 game. Mike Eaves down on the dasher, yelling instructions to his squad. Again, down two. It's not over yet. 1:53 to go. McClellan back in goal. Face off at center. Scholl battling for it. Instead, Holiday picks it up, and he dumps it in left corner behind the net. McClellan can't stop it with his stick. He has to hustle back in between the pipes. Pass to the middle for Guzzo, taken away by the Badgers. Otassi didn't lift his head. He tried to scoop a pass into the Ohio State zone. He had Scholl breaking up right wing. Badgers Stramel now with it. 90 seconds left. He'll dump it in. Scholl to give chase. Out of his net comes McClellan, extra attacker. Stramel hard rim around and too hard as Palatichuk wasn't at the point. He has to hustle back to the Badger line. He'll drop it off now to Cilia, 1:20 to go. Cilia now can't get around Gildan, puck popped free, and Cilia kicked it to the corner. David Cilia back behind the net, stick handling with it, looking for Fitzgerald. Went off his stick, picked up now by Whitelaw. Slides it intended for Fitzgerald, intercepted by Weiss. He'll flip it around the near board, pinching in Dexheimer. Extra attacker for the Badgers, down to 1 minute left. Here's Fitzgerald with it, left wing, looking, backside right, skip through the slot. Cilia goes to get it in the corner. Stick handling set up for Wisconsin's Whitelaw. His one-timer blocked by Montez. He sends it all the way down. Ice the puck. There's 45 and a half seconds left. The Badgers trail 3-1.
I think we have a low battery going on here.
I think we're all with our stat broadcast. Yep. Badgers have now outshot Ohio State 29-22, but far too little too late for Sawyer Scholl, his sixth goal of the season. It's unassisted. Burnside's empty net goal was unassisted as well. Face off to the left of Turnus, and Gildan went down. And a little premature in the faceoff. Gildan all snowy. And the linesman will try again. Then Mark battling. Loose puck away from Lodge, scooped ahead. It's rolling towards the Badgers' empty net, but just wide. Another icing on Ohio State. That killed about 6.5 seconds.
Yep. And I think Ohio State is very happy with the, we'll take every faceoff that we can get in the defensive zone, because it's going to take 6 or 8 seconds off every time we shoot it down and they retrieve, go back to try and retrieve it for the icing.
Face off again to the left of Turnus. After it, Dexheimer placed it behind the net for Bantle. Cut off by Bricky, who used his right shoulder to knock him off balance. But the Badgers retrieve the puck. Palatichuk right point. Dexheimer working right. Down low right. Fitzgerald turnaround shot. Turnus with a save. It caroms to the far wall. Carfagna, he golfed it out through center. That's going towards Wisconsin's empty net, but not strongly enough. Dexheimer back to get it. 15 seconds left. Here's David Cilia. Carson Bantle across the line. He'll set it to the corner. Bantle after it, 6 seconds left, and it's kicked back out to center, and that's it. Hey, how about the Ohio State Buckeyes? Head coach Steve Rolick shaking hands with assistant coach J.B. Bittner, as well as Paul Kirtland, the former Minnesota State assistant coach. A major upset in Madison. The fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers fall in a best-of-three first-round Big Ten playoff series. The Buckeyes, 3. The Badgers, 1.
Well, yeah, they didn't play well enough to win. No. I mean, that's an obvious statement, I think, because every coaching staff member will say the same thing.
So the Badgers fall 3-1 here to Ohio State. The Buckeyes move on in the Big Ten tournament to play at top-seeded Michigan State next Saturday. Now Minnesota will be home for the Big Ten semifinals and will take on Michigan next Saturday. Again, 3-1 the final. The Buckeyes knock off the Badgers. Post-game show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, Ian, tip of the cap to Ohio State coach Steve Rolick. You know, it's been a rough season, no doubt. And they come here to Madison, Steve's old stomping grounds, captain of the Badgers' 1990 National Championship team. And they played well, minus two of their better players, Cam Thiesing and Joe Dunlap, out with injuries. But they found a way and outworked Wisconsin and took down the Badgers 2-1.
Well, I think the defensive strategy, once they got the lead, was maybe a one-man forecheck at best. Rest of the time, it was keep pushing people to the outside. Don't allow anybody anywhere near in front of the net, and for the most part, it was very successful.
Ohio State also scores on the power play here tonight. Davis Burnside gets a pair, power play and an empty netter. Ohio State 3, Wisconsin 1, the final score. We'll return in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, with Ian Barron, Brian Posick here at the Kohl Center. Another disappointing night for Wisconsin, which loses this best of three first round series to the Ohio State Buckeyes, who become the first 7 seed. To win a first-round series in the history of Big Ten tournament hockey. And again, congratulations to Steve Rolick and the Buckeyes, who head to East Lansing to play Michigan State next weekend. 3-1 the final. Let's get to our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar.
Well, I don't think there was a lot of candidates for any of the three stars, to be honest with you. But the most consistent players that I saw all night will get my votes tonight. And I guess a number three star would have to go to Charlie Strahmel. He made some great plays, didn't turn the puck over very much, was very proficient in tight. And for the most part, on that line of he, Mellenbacher, and Scholl, there was a lot of speed, a lot of energy, a lot of toughness. Mm-hmm. But for the fact of the matter, Charlie Strahmel was kind of the anchor on it. And I think he only had two or three shots on net, maybe at best. But the fact of the matter being was that he was kind of stabilizing everybody when he was out there, so he's our number three star.
Sure.
Then we'll turn around and give it to number two, to Christian Fitzgerald. Yeah. the young man was really good until he got hit. And, you know, when he went down and didn't come up very much, after that, it was kind of like that the wind got taken out of his sails and his line sails.
Sure.
And I just didn't feel that he was as good after that. But then again, I think there should have been a penalty called because he got leveled from behind like you wouldn't believe. But the sophomore had a very good game. He won, did very well in the faceoffs, and he was the initiator of five or six really good shots on net, so the number two star goes to him. And unfortunately, the man who's going to get number one star, Kyle McClellan, was just average tonight, but by the same token, he didn't get a lot of help. No. And that was the thing that amazed me the most, is that how the Badgers did not play with desperation in front of him. There was a couple times where he made some glorious saves, and I thought that would motivate the Badgers, but it didn't.
No, unfortunately, it did not. McClellan finished tonight with 19 saves. The first goal was a power play goal. He makes an initial save, rebound there. Nobody picked up David Burnside. He scores. Scooter Bricky actually scores off his back in the second period, and then the other goal for Ohio State was an empty netter. McClellan got no run support whatsoever.
Exactly.
And that's been the case far too often lately. In fact, the Badgers are now 7-7-1 in their last 15 games. And during that 15-game stretch, they've scored two goals or less eight times. So at times, the offense has dried up. And that's the sixth time that the Badgers have scored one goal or less during this 15-game stretch. Buckeyes prevailed tonight. 3-1 the final score. Our energizing performance up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
And a Browns crowd of 7,944 here tonight, and watch the Badgers struggle against Ohio State. The Buckeyes win 3-1 in advance of the Big Ten tournament semifinals. The Badgers drop to 26-11-2. Their season's not over, though. They still will be playing in the NCAA tournament because of the resume they put together during the regular season. Selection show for the NCAA Division I men's hockey tournament is on Sunday, March 24th. The Badgers will be back in action here in a couple of weeks. Our energizing performance of the game tonight, Ian.
Well, it turned out to be an energizing performance of the game, and then also we went from the top of the hill down to the bottom.
Yeah.
There was a point in time when it was only 2-0, and we reacted well. Came back, and after very intense pressure by shots from the point and rebounds available, you remember that Quinn Finley was standing on his forehand at the backside and in a hurry gets a pass from Cilia, I think it was, who came, and he missed the wide-open net. I thought they worked so hard to get that. If they would have gotten that goal, it would have just turned things around. And it just seemed like from that point on, they questioned whether they could score. And I don't know if that's the issue of what it is, but I thought for sure that if he had scored and just as well as that line had played during that entire shift,
right,
everything was going to go in the right direction. And sure enough, couple minutes later, Ohio State comes down and scores a goal against us. So, yeah, it was energizing for a shift and a half, but not much more than that.
The Badgers did not energize the crowd here tonight and fall. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings and more coming up in our postgame show. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ohio State upsets fifth-ranked Wisconsin 3-1 and advances to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals next Saturday in East Lansing. Only other Division I college game going on today. Game 3 in the CCHA tournament between Lake Superior State and St. Thomas. They're tied at 1 in the second period of play. We know that Bemidji State, Minnesota State, and Michigan Tech advanced to round 2 for next week. In Atlantic hockey, the one-game semifinals are all set. RIT will play Niagara. The Tigers won the regular season championship. American International knocked out Air Force last night, so AIC will play Holy Cross. ECAC tournament second round will begin next weekend. RPI at Quinnipiac, Harvard at Cornell, St. Lawrence at Colgate, and Union at Dartmouth. Dartmouth. Hockey East tournament kicks off with single games in the first round coming up next weekend. Northeastern against Merrimack and UConn against Vermont. Best of three quarterfinals in the NCHC next weekend. North Dakota will host Miami. Denver home to play Duluth. St. Cloud State will entertain Western Michigan, and Colorado College will be home against Omaha. And again, the Big Ten tournament semifinals feature Michigan at Minnesota next Saturday and Ohio State at Michigan State. The Wisconsin women got the number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. Mark Johnson's WCHA tournament champions will be home for the regionals, which will start Thursday when Penn State plays St. Lawrence at 7 o'clock at LeBron Arena. The winner will play Wisconsin in the national quarterfinals next Saturday, March 16th, 2 o'clock at LeBron Arena. Tickets will go on sale for that regional tomorrow. And if the Badgers are fortunate enough to get out of the regional at LeBron, they'll head to Durham, New Hampshire for the Women's Frozen Four Friday and Sunday, March 22nd and 24th. Mark Johnson and his program just continue to do what they've done for decades now.
Keep rolling.
Yeah, they've been fun to watch. Head coach Mike Hastings about ready to join us here. Wisconsin falls to Ohio State 3-1 here in the final game of this best of three series. Mike Hastings with us here now on the postgame show on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And Mike, you know, this game looked a little bit like Friday. Credit Ohio State. They came in here and played better than your club, didn't they?
Yeah, they did tonight. You know, hats off to him, and congratulations to Steve and his club. And you know what? Not being able to get it done on Friday and put ourselves in a position where we were do or die for two straight nights caught up to us.
Yeah, didn't start well tonight either, did you?
No, you know what? You could tell it was going to be, you know, when you play three games in three, it's not going to be pretty on either side. You know, I thought it was a little bit of a ping-pong match early, and then they score a power play goal. And from that point on, I thought we started to chase it a little bit and couldn't catch it up.
Yeah. You know, we talked about conditioning being a factor. Your club wasn't tired out there, would you say?
Well, I think both teams were. They found a way, like I said, they get a power play and they score a goal. And then the second one, you know, I need to take a look at it, but they found a way to increase it to two and build on that lead, and then they just rope-a-doped a little bit. You know, they backed up. They were playing three across the blue line and forcing us to have to go get pucks on the back wall, and I just thought they played with a little bit more edge, and they were rewarded for it.
Yeah, and the puck possession was a big key for them tonight too, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's too bad. We can break this down all you want, but Ohio State gets the series, and you still have a game to play, at least one left to play. So how do you get this group back together here with 2 weeks off before we even see you back on the ice?
Well, I think we've got to, you know, regroup here a little bit. The thing that, you know, first you go to, there's some guys in that room that this was their last opportunity to play in the Kohl Center. And you've got to look at big picture for some of those young men and the work that they've done here for our program and recognize that. And then, you know, after playing 3-3, get our guys back and try and get them as healthy as we can and then go back to work. You know, there are no excuses in this line of work as far as you either find a way to succeed or your season's done. And, you know, for some of these guys, it's going to be the first time that they've played in a national tournament, and they've earned that right. And so now we've got to get some rest and then get back to work.
Yeah, do you have to remind them of that? I mean, this has been a good season. You've got 26 wins. You are a national tournament team, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you learn every day is an opportunity to experience something and learn from it. And this last two of the last 3 days, we have to learn from this, and not just tonight, for good. You know, the experiences that I have found that have hurt the most are the ones that I've learned the most from. And you know what? That's just the way it is. And so for us, that will get here soon enough. We need to worry about our dailies as this group has the entire season. And right now they need to get out of here, get some rest, and take a few days off, and then trust in us that as a staff we're going to point them in the right direction for the NCAA tournament.
All right, Mike, well, thanks for coming out. You know, the home fans were treated to some great hockey this season and a nice crowd here today for the series finale.
Yeah, you know what? It's a little disheartening just from the idea of not being able to take care of our business here at home so that we could have another opportunity to be here next Sunday. But like I said, it's a learning experience. And from myself, our staff, and our young men, I want to say thank you to everybody that came out and made the Kohl Center a very special place this year. It was a good year here at the Kohl Center. And, you know, next time we get back into this building, it'll be a little bit different. It's not going to be what it is here now. And so it was kind to us this year, not kind to us tonight. And, again, I want to say thank you to all the people that made this a special place.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Sure. Head coach Mike Hastings downstairs. Mike referring to this building will be different next year. It'll be an NHL-sized ice sheet, Ian, 200 by 85.
Oh, I thought we were moving to the Madison Ice Arena.
No, that will not be happening. No. So it'll be a different look next year for sure. So, yeah, I mean, again, the Badgers didn't have it today, and it's too bad. Wisconsin falls to Ohio State 3-1. Other good stuff as far as college hockey to talk about within the state of Wisconsin. Ian and I will do that in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. That's CrazyLakesClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Wisconsin falls to Ohio State today 3-1 and will be idle now for a couple of weeks until the NCAA tournament field is revealed on March 24th. Badgers score one goal tonight. They have 126 goals this season. And for every goal that the Badgers score this hockey season, Exact Sciences and others will light the lamp for Ringo. A donation of $21 will be made in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. You can donate to Light the Lamp for Ringo, too, at givebutter.com/Ringo. If you're 45 or older, please get screened. It can save your life. givebutter.com/Ringo. Mentioned other good stuff as far as hockey in the state of Wisconsin. Congratulations to Tim Coughlin and St. Norbert, which knocked off St. Olaf last night and advanced to the NCAA Division III quarterfinals. St. Norbert will play at Adrian on Saturday. The Frozen Four will be March 21st through the 23rd in Hartford, Connecticut. But Tim Coughlin just keeps winning and winning, and St. Norbert just keeps playing in the NCAA tournament each and every year.
Yeah, he's the hockey factory of Division III, basically, here in the East. And, you know, things have changed so much since I was involved at the Division III level. And I, but there's so many similarities between Division III and Division I. And I have nothing but questions or whatever the case, I know that Mike Hastings is right now going, it's not the way we practice. It's not the way we play. It's not the way we scout. Right now, he's got to get that, for lack of a better term, funk feeling out of every one of those kids, because right now, several of them are starting to second guess themselves.
Sure.
And that is a tough, tough, tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, there's something going on there that hadn't been going on, but the last several weeks it's not been kind to Wisconsin. Also, congratulations to Joe Cranston and the UW River Falls women. They are undefeated this season at 29-0. They beat defending national champion Gustavus Adolphus yesterday to advance to the NCAA Division III Frozen Four for the sixth time in school history. And the River Falls Falcons actually will host the Frozen Four on the Division III side Friday, March 15th, and Sunday, March 17th, next weekend. In fact, Elmira will play Middlebury next Friday at 3 o'clock, and then UW River Falls against Adrian next Friday at 7 p.m. in the NCAA Division III Women's Frozen Four at W.H. Hunt Arena in
yes,
River Falls.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes.
Not to be confused with Hobbs Arena in Eau Claire, and K.B. Willett Arena in Stevens Point.
Exactly. Beautiful places. Well, here, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badgers lost game one of this best of three series on Friday night, 3-1. Last night played much better and produced a 4-2 victory to force a third and decisive game in this first round Big Ten playoff series. But it didn't go well for the Badgers, who managed only five shots on goal in the opening period. Ohio State would get a power play in the first 5 minutes or so after Anthony Kerr took a 2-minute minor for slashing. And Davis Burnside would score a power play goal off a shot by Stephen Holliday that hit the left pad of Kyle McClellan. Burnside picked up the puck and buried it in the open net, his eighth goal of the season. T.O. Wahlberg got the secondary assist. Ohio State had a 1-0 lead at the 6:16 mark of the opening period. In the second period, the Buckeyes managed only four shots on goal. The Badgers had 11, but Ohio State scored the lone goal. Scooter Bricky down the slot had a chance in tight but muffed the puck, went behind the net to pick it up and threw it off McClellan and in. For Bricky, his 13th goal of the season. Holliday, his second assist of the night, his 26th of the year. Damian Carfagna got a helper too, and halfway through this game, Ohio State had a 2-0 lead. It remained that way into the third when the Badgers had 14 shots on goal to Ohio State's 10. Mike Hastings pulled his goaltender for an extra attacker with almost 5 minutes left, down 2-0, but the Badgers could not beat Logan Turnus. And then Davis Burnside with an empty net goal at 16:57 after a turnover at the offensive blue line. Ninth goal of the year for Burnside, second of the night, again unassisted, and Ohio State had a 3-0 lead at that point. The Badgers emptied their net again, trying to get something going. Sawyer Scholl found a way to put the puck behind Logan Turnus on a deflection off the end boards, hit the goalie's back. I think you thought it went off of T.O. Wahlberg.
Yeah, T.O. Wahlberg actually slapped it into the net by himself.
Scholl unassisted, his sixth goal of the season. It came at 18:07, but that was it for Wisconsin. Badgers credited with 30 shots on goal, but not a lot of grade-A scoring chances. Ohio State had 22 shots on goal. The Buckeyes took one penalty tonight for 2 minutes. The Badgers didn't have a single power play. And when you're not generating any offense or being the aggressor,
correct,
how do you draw penalties, right?
Yeah, exactly the case. And if you're a stick length away and a step short, you're going to be the one taking penalties, not Ohio State.
Yeah, the Badgers took four penalties for 8 minutes. The Buckeyes went 1-for-3 on the power play and 3-for-7 on the man advantage against one of the best penalty-killing teams in the country here this weekend. Face-offs in favor of Ohio State, they won 32 of 54. Patrick Guzzo, 15 of 19 in the face-off circle. The Badgers' best face-off man, Christian Fitzgerald, 9 out of 16. David Cilia, though, struggled, won only 3 of 14. For Ohio State, Stephen Holliday, 4 shots on goal. He had 2 assists tonight. Holliday, one of the best players in the Big Ten and college college hockey, for that matter. 36 points for him this season. Davis Burnside scored those two goals on the two shots he took. Nice night for Scooter Bricky, who had a goal. He was plus two this evening. And Logan Turnus was not often tested tonight. He made 29 saves. He gets the win. He's 11-12-3. And Ohio State, the first 7 seed to win a first-round Big Ten tournament series, improves to 14-19-4, heading to East Lansing to take on Michigan State next Saturday. Remember, the Buckeyes won up there, split with the Spartans a couple of weeks ago at Munn Arena, so you never know what could happen.
This is one game, take it all.
Exactly. As for the Badgers, Sawyer Scholl had 3 shots on goal tonight, also took a couple of penalties. He scored the only goal for Wisconsin. David Cilia, team-high 3 shots on goal. Same with Daniel Lodge. But Cruz Lucius had only 2 shots on goal. He was minus 2. Matthew D. St. Fowl in what could have been his final game here at the Kohl Center, only 1 shot on goal. 3 other players were minus 2 tonight: Fitzgerald, Joe Palatichuk, Ben Dexheimer. Kyle McClellan, he's been good all year. He wasn't terrible today. 19 saves, but his record falls to 24-11-1. The Badgers are 26-11-2 and now have to wait until March 24th to find out who, when, and where it will play in the NCAA tournament. 7,944 fans paid to watch a game that took 2 hours and 13 minutes to play. Ohio State advances by upsetting Wisconsin 3-1. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, a disappointing end here at the Kohl Center for what's been a very good season. Ian, you know, you doubled your win total from a year ago.
Yeah, and you put yourself in a position to go farther on down the line. I can honestly say, reiterating what Coach Hastings said, he just goes, you know, there's a lot of disappointed people in that locker room, and there's some head hanging, and there's some kids realizing that this may have been their last skate at the Kohl Center as a Badger hockey player. But the positive that he has to come through with is that, hey, we still got more hockey to play, boys.
Right.
This is just one game. It's over. It's done. We've got more hockey. You don't get a lot of second chances in any college athletics. And to have a second chance like the Badgers are going to have, it's a very, very positive thing.
Yeah. Ian, it's been a lot of fun working with you again this season, and we'll be able to work together again, depending on where Wisconsin's placed in the national tournament. But always fun working with you, and I know you get a kick out of doing this too, don't you?
It saves me mentally, let's put it that way. And the fact that Coach Hastings is relatively stoic. I got him to laugh like four times this year. I felt very proud of myself.
You tried hard.
In the post-game interviews.
You tried hard all season long. Thanks to Ian. Thanks to Paul Cabobianco for his work on our broadcasts this season. My thanks to Mike Henderson for his work at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. And my thanks to everybody who's listened all season long. At least one more game to be played, and we'll find out on March 24th where and when and what time that will be in the NCAA tournament. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score here from the Kohl Center in Madison. Ohio State finishes the upset in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs, knocking off Wisconsin 3-1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Deska Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Seesaw. New stuff from them. Dial me up. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Scrolling like I'm focused on it. Maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know though. See that strobe in my brain and I open down here. Let's have fun. Make a face connection. Say something, gotta give me that attention. I'm the few.
have fun. Make a face connection. Tell me if are you human? I'm afraid I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. Come in, then I'm going, and you should be noticing, baby, don't look so pretty when I'm tripping into parked cars. We've come so far, we're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is M. Shell. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'd like to take a second to shout out to our sponsors. You know, we really, really appreciate them and everything they do for us, like Green Delivery Service. So I didn't even know you could even talk about this kind of thing on radio, but legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered to your door, serving Dane County. Order online at greendeliveryservice.company.site. Once again, that is greendeliveryservice.company.site. And we are also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass. Three locations now, actually, in Madison. But you can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Next up, we have the People's Brothers Band. On Max Inc. Radio.
Taking the beauty everywhere. I count for many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me. And I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Miles Nelson and the Rusted Hearts. They'll be doing live stuff with the Mascot Theory. Find out more information, maxincradio.com.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9. On Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Margaret Carrero at the Oscars in Hollywood, where the first Academy Award of the night has been handed out. The Oscar for Best Actress in a Supporting Role has gone to Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
My little sister Peggy and her husband invited me to go visit them in Roxbury, but I feel like it's too soon. Like Curtis will think that I'm abandoning him.
Something a bit different this year. Five past winners were brought to the